hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, morning studio.
Morning.
We are here. Let's go over and talk to Izzy in Oregon. Hi, Izzy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for calling the show. What's going on?
I just want to say you guys are so, so amazing. You changed my life. You got me, give me a reason to get me out of bed every morning. Lunchbox, you make me laugh. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
There it is. There it is. Come on. Come on. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks for waking up with us. I got a couple things to do today. First of all, this fortune cookie. Guy opens it up. He opens up the fortune cookie, and it says, it is your lucky day. So he's like, well, all right. Goes 7-Eleven. $10 scratch off. Wins $100,000.
Wow. Wow, it was right.
Lucky day.
That's awesome.
Think so?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm super jealous. I'm happy for him, you know? I mean, and that... See, you listen to those fortune cookies. You think they're crazy, but sometimes they're telling the truth.
Sometimes they just get lucky.
It's a coincidence.
If there's 100,000 fortune cookies and one of them gets right, is it the fortune cookie being right, or is it just... It's like even a broken clock is right twice a day. So,
and I wonder if you use the lotto numbers in the back. They'll give you lotto numbers on those cookies now.
Well, here's the thing, too. I have a friend, Amy, you know her, too. She loves... She has a psychic, a personal psychic. And then a lot of my friends go to this psychic, and I'm like, you guys are nuts. And they're like, no, we believe in this psychic so much, right?
Yes, they do.
Have you been?
No.
Are you going to go?
No.
Yeah, me either, except I am now. So,
wait, you are?
Well, here's what happened. I said I'm never going. I have no interest. I don't believe in them. Amy's cousin came on, and I was like, she kind of researched me. Let me say this.
Well, no, she says she didn't.
I know, but I feel like she did.
You feel like she did, yeah.
We have a friend that's an artist who's like, I don't know about these psychics. And then he kind of went...
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Same person. Went to the same. Yes. They all go to the same person. Yes.
So all I know is I look at my calendar and I've been scheduled because apparently it takes like 6 months to get into this guy.
He's very difficult to get into.
Oh. On March 27th, I'm going to him. According to my calendar, I didn't even book it. It was just put in my calendar. So I'm going to the psychic on the 27th.
And what's he going to tell you?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
Oh.
And I had another friend that went and she said that he told her all this bad stuff.
What?
Like that it wasn't just like good stuff to keep him coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's like specific things like you might, this is just an example, but like you are going to date a guy and his name starts with a C.
And he's
going to
have two kids. It's stuff like that.
Like, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Is he going to tell you when you're going to?
I'm not asking him that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He
could though.
Just ask.
Yeah. So we're talking about fortunes and stuff. Just reminded me. I've been booked on March 27th to go into this.
One of my friends, by the way, is still waiting for the guy with the C. She's dated like a guy with a B and a D and a. We've tried to figure out. Well, where does the C fit in? Oh, well, someone with a C set you up with him. It's like that kind of a thing.
Here is Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson. They're going to be later today to perform "Shallow."
In the shallow. In the shallow.
Talked to Jimmy yesterday, and after this song won the Oscar, they recorded this already, so they're gonna come play it on the show today. So that'll be good. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Ready to start the show today? Got a pretty good Tuesday show. I felt like I'm a little better on the illness tip. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just a little better.
Round in the corner.
Allergies, and everybody has magical allergy relief. Like Morgan number two is like, if you take a cow tongue and you stick it in your ear. Like, okay, everybody relax.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer Raymundo is in the glass room with a stack of news. Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, a California news crew was robbed and their security guard was shot as they were covering the Oakland teacher strikes. The suspects have been arrested. In other news, singer R. Kelly finally posted bail after spending three nights in jail. Officials said R. Kelly's going to be back in court in a couple days. And finally, in recall news, Boston Market frozen meals have been recalled. They may have glass in them. If you have the boneless pork rib patties, take them back for a full refund.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Do you like hash browns for breakfast?
I mean, I do. If I'm going all in, hash browns and pancakes and maybe a little ketchup with them.
Hash browns are all in for you. Wow.
Well, that is like, if I'm getting hash browns, that means I'm having an all-in breakfast.
A Connecticut man is fighting a ticket because they pulled him over because he was on his phone.
Uh-huh.
He can't talk on the phone and drive. He's like, no, I had a hash brown. That was a hash brown.
He's like, I wasn't on my phone. I was holding a hash brown.
Said okay. He picked up a hash brown patty at McDonald's.
Yeah. Looks like it's the shape of a phone.
The officer stopped him, said, you were talking into a cell phone. He goes, no, I was eating a hash brown. How do you prove it, though?
Does he have the wrapper? Are his hands greasy?
He has spent about $1,000 so far on the fight because he says it's for hash browns everywhere. He didn't say that part. That's funny, though, huh?
He should do, I mean, I sort of believe, I hope he's telling the truth, and if he is, he should do a GoFundMe for that. He shouldn't be having to cover those bills.
We all have hash browns we love.
Yeah.
Like, but it does kind of look like a phone,
it does.
Right?
Yeah,
it does. Size.
You pick it up. Mm-hmm.
Over to Morgan number two right now. What do 25-year-olds
care about? So if you're a big fan of Target and wine, they're coming out with a collection that's $10 a bottle, and that's pretty sweet to me.
So are you a fan of Target?
Yes.
Are you a fan of wine?
Yes.
Okay, now when you hear this together, does it sound like a perfect combination?
It does.
What's mm-hmm. the wine about?
So they have two reds, two whites, and of course a rosé. And they're just called the collection, and they have a really pretty label and everything. They're supposed to be tasting pretty good, but they're only $10 a piece, which is a pretty sweet deal.
Do you suspect there will be quality wines?
I don't really know about quality, but Target, I trust Target. But, I mean, I'm not a wine connoisseur. Like, I did a wine taste test one time from Walmart or something, and there was, like, $4 wine, and I compared it to, like, a $20 bottle, and I ended up liking the $4 wine better.
So...
And I was blindfolded. I didn't know.
What's the difference in red and white wine?
Well, red grapes and white grapes.
No, I understand that, but why would someone...
White is typically sweeter, I think, and chilled. You drink it cold. Red is room temp and sometimes a little bit more bitter. I like red wine better.
Is it thicker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And white wine can even be sparkly or bubbly sometimes, like a Prosecco. Mm, that's nice on a summer day.
I just saw a big story about Colton on The Bachelor. He likes white wine. He's always drinking white wine on the show.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a big deal with that. I don't get why everybody's upset about that.
Most guys don't drink white wine. That's why.
Oh.
Around the room, red wine or white wine, Amy?
Red.
Morgan, too?
White.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. I love sweets.
Lunchbox.
I don't do wine.
Eddie?
Red wine.
Raymundo? White all the way. Red is horrible.
Wow.
It is not horrible.
It's great.
You're drinking the wrong kind. Eddie, I think it's a more sophisticated palate.
Of course. We have a better about
the older
palates.
We are. Yeah.
And Morgan number two, when does it start? Do you know?
It starts on March 3rd.
Okay, there you have it. That's what 25-year-olds care about. What do 25-year-olds
care about? The Bobby Bones Show.
Let me ask you a question, because I get on Instagram, people will post sad things, and I don't mind that, but I don't know how to handle that. Do you like it?
Yeah, that's hard, because you're like, I want to like it to show support, but I don't really like what
you don't want to like it because you're going to be like, I like it they died.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
It's a tough one. Eddie, you had this happen to you, right?
Yeah, it's tricky. Like, so a friend of mine's relative died, and I was like, well, I want to show respect to that tweet.
And the tweet?
And a lot of other people liked it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't necessarily like that happened, but what do you do?
Is liking something just acknowledging it in a positive way? Or is liking it liking it?
Yeah, because it's a heart.
If you don't like it, it's like you're ignoring it.
Correct.
Because Facebook has it. Facebook gives you... The only thing Facebook does right now... Because they're giving all information to the Russians and they're hacking, all that stuff. It don't matter. But what they do right is they give you all those options of smiley faces where you can also put a sad face up.
Yeah, so there's emotions.
But if it's on Twitter, like Eddie's saying, or Instagram, like I'm saying, it's either like, you can comment and be like, hey, sorry about that, bro.
Yeah, that's more personal. Like,
that's the Morgan, number two, you're 25. What would you do?
I won't like something unless I actually like it. Like, if I comment something back, that's what I'll do if I don't like something, or I'll just ignore it. If I like it, I actually like something.
What if it's something sad? Because sometimes you'll post sad things, and you'll be like, well, today's the day as I stared into the clouds, and the abyss came over me, and I thought that, what's today worth living if today's living is worth nothing? And I'm just like, what do I do?
Like, we want to hug you at that point.
Yeah, yeah. What would you like us to do? Like it or comment on it?
Like it, but you can
But we don't like that you're sad.
Like it that you're
comment
sad.
Is either if you're, like, mad or you're really like it. Like, you're only commenting because you really want to engage with
that. Can't you comment, like, oh, sorry you're feeling that way, like, let's meet up later?
Yeah, if it's super depressing, you can respond. But if somebody's posting about something like that, liking it and loving it on Facebook is showing like,
what would you like us to do with you? When you post some of those, when obviously you're having a bad day.
I don't know. Your guys' comments make fun of me, so I would appreciate likes instead of your guys' comments.
So
sometimes.
You want us to like it more than anything else?
But yeah. Liking it isn't offensive, because it's not like we're saying, oh, we like that you're sad or that, you know, you're, like I posted, or, you know, and Lunchbox even did a recent post too about losing his dog, and Bobby's lost his dog. But it's sometimes putting information out there, like it's a way of saying, like, I miss my dog. Here's an update. Our dog passed away. But that's hard to double tap.
Yeah,
like, nobody wants to double tap that, but then you don't want to ignore it.
The weirdest one is when someone dies, like a famous person, and then everybody goes and posts a picture they took with that famous person.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. Like, an artist will die or something, or someone, and they'll be like, yeah, I miss you. And it's like, you know, them and whomever going smiling in front in a meet and greet. That's always a weird thing for me, too. So, okay, so what's the verdict is?
Like it.
Like it.
Like it.
Okay. Like it, it is.
Okay. Double tap.
The more you know, double tap here on the Bobby Bones Show. See? That's what we do. We're here for you.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban shared that he doesn't plan to retire anytime soon. He went on to say he will retire after Mick Jagger does, which is never going to happen. Walker Hayes and his family welcomed a new family member, a puppy named Hazel. The dog comes after his six children started asking for one. Garth Brooks has vinyl coming. It's called Legacy, and there'll be three different packages, and each of these packages includes five studio album titles and seven albums in total. They'll cost from about $50 to $75. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Cooper was set to celebrate his sixth birthday party. His mom throws a big celebration. Only one kid shows up. Oh, so sad. So that week at school, the fire department found out about it, surprised him, showed up at school, picked him up with the fire truck.
Oh, wow.
Took him to the bowling alley and threw him a whole birthday party.
That's cool.
Happy birthday, Cooper.
Happy birthday, Cooper. Love That's it. Awesome, man.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Greeley, Colorado. A man got up in the middle of the night, was like, man, I gotta go to the bathroom. Goes into the bathroom, takes his gun, sets it on the counter. Then he's done, pulls up his pants, and as he's putting the gun back in, boom! Shoots himself through the leg and hits his dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nobody cared till he hit the dog.
Yeah, no one even acted like it was a big deal.
It wasn't, and that's on him.
The dog?
Why did he have a gun with him?
He's just a criminal. And he was charged with a felon for having a weapon and illegally discharging the firearm. The dog is okay, went to surgery at the emergency vet, and released.
Yeah, I was reading this story about how when we watch movies, if people get knocked off, we're like, sucks for them. If a dog gets hurt, it ruins our whole movie experience.
No, it's like, I can't stop.
The whole time there's a dog in a movie, if it's a tense movie, all I'm thinking about is that dog. Isn't that crazy? Because dogs can't control it. Like, they're just being dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody's sad about the dog.
I know.
But the dog is okay.
Yeah, the dog is okay. Yeah. So.
But he's in jail.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
On Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Hey, I do love country music.
Well, you're country music's youngest historian.
Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today, in 1932, Johnny Cash was born.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Although he is remembered as a country icon, his songs spanned other genres, rock and roll, rockabilly, blues, folk, gospel. The crossover appeal won him the rare honor of induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
I like that. Amazing.
He had 13 number one songs. What song do you think of, Eddie, when you think of Johnny Cash?
Ring of Fire.
There it is.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Amy?
The ring of fire.
What song do you think of?
Well, this one naturally, but I've also got Folsom Prison Blues.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
There you go.
And time keeps dragging on.
What about you, Buzz?
Easily A Boy Named Sue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You love that.
From the same record. And it was the only time that they recorded it. It was live. and there's no chorus. It's just it's a poem
written by
Shel Silverstein.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah.
He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran.
I think a little bit because I didn't know my dad. I think that's why because he didn't know his dad, but he was ticked because his dad named him Sue, and he's like, "Why would you name me Sue? It's given me such a hard time in my whole life that I'm a dude named Sue." And then he finally meets his dad at the end, and he's like, "Well, I named you Sue because I knew life was going to be tough, and you had to learn how to protect yourself early." And so
he knew that they'd make fun of him for being Sue.
So he had to learn all this stuff, like
he'd grow thick skin.
So, yeah,
yeah, that's why. Boy named Sue for me would probably be the one.
He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him, and my blood ran cold, and I said, "My name is Sue.
How do you do?
How are you gonna die?"
And he fights with them, and then at the end, they're cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
They cool. I'm still waiting on that part, but they cool. Lunchbox, what about you?
Oh, Jailhouse Rock.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's a good one. How does that Johnny Cash song go?
Jailhouse Rock. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's Elvis Presley.
We know Elvis's version.
Oh.
Different.
Do you know
singer.
Any Johnny Cash songs?
No, I knew the Folsom one, but then I thought I had to come up with a different one, so I tried to go with that one, but...
Man. You know,
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang treble.
Tenor.
Oh,
not treble. I was like, I'm doubting myself.
That's a radio dial button.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Hey. Me and little brother would join right in tang.
Treble. I'm an idiot. Yeah. All right, there you go. Thank you. During the last stage of his career, Johnny Cash covered songs. Most notably, which song did he cover?
Hurt.
He won a Grammy for.
What have I become?
He died 2003, age 71.
Right after this song.
Sweetest friend.
I believe he won this after he had died.
Correct. I think you're right.
What is that called?
Posthumously.
I was going to say posthumously.
Yeah. Hey, and what do you call movies that are made about people?
Don't. I can't. I always get it mixed up.
A biopic. Emmy calls it a biopic.
Biopic?
But it's biopic. I get it. Just stop. There's some words.
Just stop.
I can't. Bobby Bones.
Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson are going to come in. Two new country stars. And they're going to sing Shallow. They have a version that's up right now.
In the shallow.
You probably know it from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, but they posted it. It's really good, so they're going to come in. By the way, Abby's class of 2019 on my show, and Jimmy Allen was class of 2018. What's that? Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
So they're coming in. Over to Morgan number two, because she loves food. You say that, not me.
I do. I love food.
That's right.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
So if you're one of those people who don't like your food to touch each other on a plate, you can get a product called Food Cubby, and it's $15 for two of them, and it separates your food for you.
So do you put it on the plate, and then how does it work?
So like it's literally a little cubby, and it sits your food in it, and you just hook them all together so that they separate the food. So it's like a little separator.
And you lay
on your plate.
Let me see this.
Okay.
So it would be like, let's say you cut out a grapefruit.
And make it a C.
The edge of a grapefruit. Yeah. You put that in the places and you put that inside the food.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Is that something you do, Bones? Like, do you not like your food touching each other?
I'm weird in a lot of ways. And I'm OCD in a lot of ways. But that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, me
sometimes,
either.
Because I just need to get done fast with eating, I mix it all up like soup.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, I got a little bit of time.
Stir fry.
Let me pile it all up. Yeah. I'm the opposite of that. And so it's called the Food Cubby.
Yep, and it's $15. You can reuse them, and you can travel with them. So if you really need it, you know, at restaurants, you can take it with you.
Bust it out. Pull it out of your pocket.
Put it up at BobbyBones.com. Although, and I'm oddball, if I were to see someone pull that out at a restaurant, I'd be like, what is wrong with
you? If you're on a date.
What is wrong with...
And you hand it to the waiter, and like, could you give this to the chef? Separate my food,
separate
please.
Separate it all. Say, thank you, Morgan number two.
Yep.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
Do you guys want to do easy trivia next?
Oh, yeah.
Because I have one.
Always makes me so nervous.
Why?
Because it's easy, and then it's not easy, and then you feel dumb when you don't get it.
No,
and everyone in the car is, like, yelling the answer, because it's easy when you're in the car.
Yeah, but it's not easy.
And they're like, God, Amy's so dumb. And I'm like,
is that what they're like?
That's what I think that they're like.
It's so easy.
Yeah, but it's not, though.
For example, just yell your answer out if you know.
Okay.
What's the largest United States state?
California.
What they said.
It's Alaska.
Ah, see? It's not
see,
easy.
I was going to say
and
California.
By far, it's Alaska. Oh,
really?
Not population-wise.
No, that's what we're talking about.
Wait, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay. Another easy one. Ready?
Okay.
Alaska never even came to my mind. Texas or California? That's what I was thinking.
Alaska's so much bigger than both of them.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
What planet is famous for that big old red spot on it?
Saturn.
No, red spot, guys.
Jupiter.
Juniper is this one?
Yeah, for sure.
Saturn has the ring.
What would you say the answer is?
Don't know.
Name one, Amy. One.
Fan to pick.
Okay, but it's not Mars. But I'm just naming a planet. Jupiter.
The answer is Jupiter.
Okay.
Is it Jupiter?
Yes.
Shoot. I should have said that one.
I give you one more.
Okay.
Easy trivia.
But we're not playing the game
now? No, it doesn't count. Okay. Just let the listeners know how easy this is.
Okay.
This is so easy.
Okay.
What color do you get when you mix blue and yellow?
Green.
Easy.
That is easy.
Thank you.
I just guessed.
No, you know that.
I do not know that.
What do red and blue make?
Purple.
Orange.
Good job.
Orange. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. Been talking about this for a while. If you haven't played Best Fiends yet, man, you're missing out. It's like Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated puzzle game that has me and millions of people obsessed. Like, go look at the rating of Best Fiends. That's how you know it's a good game. You solve thousands of fun puzzles. You collect tons of characters. We love the game here on the show. Morgan number 2 loves the game. I think she plays it every morning before we start playing work, or at least most mornings. If you haven't given it a try, let me just recommend that you try it. You can play Best Fiends with the family, with the friends you love in your life. They're all probably playing it too. If they're not, you can get them on. Best Fiends, it's Friends without the R. And here's something. The fact that you can play Best Fiends without Wi-Fi is pretty awesome too. It's perfect for flights. It's perfect for long trips. Best Fiends is one of those games you'll keep wanting to play more and more and get to higher levels. America's falling in love with Best Fiends, so do yourself a favor and download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Questions are all super easy, guys. I gave you some of them a second ago, and you're nailing them. It is now time for Easy Trivia. Around the room, if you miss it, you're eliminated. Ready?
Oh.
Amy.
Mm-hmm.
What does CIA stand for? Now, you may have heard of this agency. Lots of TV shows about it, sometimes in the movies. What does CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Easy trivia. Lunchbox.
Yep.
You know what you love?
Reality TV and the lottery?
Money.
Oh, money, yeah.
The guy loves his money. Who is on the $20 bill?
Huh?
Who is on the $20 bill?
Oh,
the guy loves his money.
Well, I know Lincoln's on the penny.
Okay.
We're starting there.
Oh, wow.
Washington's on the quarter. Who's on the dollar and $20? I know this. It just came to me. Andrew Jackson. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Eddie.
Oh, ooh, boy.
Easy trivia.
Come on.
What country is the Taj Mahal in? Now, think about it. Maybe you've seen pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been there. I'm going to go. That's crazy.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Yeah. The Taj Mahal, also called the Taj Mahal.
Ah, I'm going to go India.
He says India.
Oh. Woo!
Easy trivia. Amy.
Yes.
One thing you're known for is taking care of your body.
Okay.
And part of that's your skin, you know?
Yeah.
The outside layer of the skin on the human body is called the... Think about that. The very outside layer of the skin of the human body.
The epidermis.
Wow.
Okay.
These are not easy.
Okay.
Wow. I was like, skin?
The crust.
Good one.
Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. What do I love?
Woo. Science.
No.
Oh, he does.
I got my first C in fifth grade science, Miss Beard.
Is that the last C you made?
No, that was just the start of many.
Oh, yeah.
Start of many.
Did you ever make any D's?
Oh, I made F's.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I had to retake geometry second semester.
Oh. How about that?
Yeah.
Cool.
A barometer measures what? Now, if you're watching the weather, Yeah, who watches the news so much anymore, like when it comes on?
I do.
But like, you still check and look at your phone. Too, a barometer measures what?
Wind.
You've been eliminated.
What is it?
Air pressure.
Oh.
Eddie. So do you use a barometer to check your tires?
No.
Oh, air in the... Well, you said air pressure.
I think it's like air in the like the sky.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, okay.
I just, same thing,
hey,
as wind.
Guys, I'm just trying to gain knowledge for future. That
Eddie.
Could be...
My tires fly. Will you have a barometer?
Well, what are you... Your tire gauge? Yes, okay.
What up, Bones?
What is happening?
You said air pressure.
That's a good point.
I didn't say tire pressure.
Air in the
what
tire.
You got?
Hey, would you pass me the seismograph? I need to check and see how much fluid I have in my windshield.
Oh, God, here it is.
Yeah. All right. Eddie, what city is Buckingham Palace in?
Well, it's, what's Think my about geography that. Question?
What city is Buckingham Palace in?
See, I feel like it's a trick. I feel like this is watched it and then DC.
Easy. You got this.
I mean, it's London, right? Whew. Why was that stressful?
Because it's like London, England, UK. Right. It's got all kinds of names.
Amy.
Yes.
Easy trivia. What's the largest animal in the world?
Oh.
Land animal. Excuse me, land animal.
Okay, so we're eliminating the whale.
That's correct.
Good call.
The land animal. Okay, right now in my head, I'm like, okay, rhinoceros. But I'm also like elephant. I'm in between those two.
Which one will be bigger, though?
That's what I don't know. The you don't you know? Okay.
Between those two, I do.
You
yeah,
do?
I think everyone knows.
What? I've never seen. Actually, I did on a safari see them.
On a safari?
What?
When I went to Africa, I went to Kenya for 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, it's
dang. Bill and Melinda Gates.
Actually, no. I was already over there working at that orphanage, and the person that took us was like, oh. If you're already over here,
I'm a good person. I'm the best person.
I'm not saying I'm a good person.
I am. I'm saying that. It makes me mad because you're such a good person.
No. You know I went on this trip. I took 2 weeks off of work.
I know. You need to work.
Because you're awesome.
I'm a good person. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
It was summer.
Go ahead.
Shoot, I mean, you're acting like this is easy.
You're weighing a rhinoceros and an elephant.
Right, they're both big.
They're both huge.
No, guys, stop it.
There's
one way bigger than the other.
One is absolutely larger than the other.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know which one.
It's the Tyrannosaurus Rex or it's the...
Y'all are acting like I'm talking about a mouse and an elephant. I'm not. Okay. I'm talking about two very powerful animals. Rhinoceros is most deadly, I think. Or is that a hippopotamus?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's another one in the mix now. Great.
No, hippopotamus is that. I don't know that. Is that considered land all the time?
No.
Because a hippo is in the water most of the time.
Go ahead.
Elephant.
Yes.
Yes,
Eddie. Yes!
Elephant. Not
yes!
even close, really. Yeah.
Okay.
They're
What's
both
the
large.
Difference.
That's like Eddie and I. We're
Tell
both,
me the difference.
We're both pretty tall guys, but I'm way larger than Eddie.
No.
According to our Raging Idiots artwork.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Okay.
We'll get back to that.
So good. I'm still in it.
Yeah. Eddie, ready?
Come on.
Man, that was hard.
What's the name of the closest star to the Earth?
What? Star?
What's the name of the closest star to the Earth?
I can't name you a star?
Oh, gosh.
See,
are you serious
now,
right
Amy,
now?
See? Amy thinks you're dumb.
Yeah.
Really? A star?
Yes.
Amy, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm used to...
Well...
What's the name of the closest star...
A star.
...to the Earth?
Star. You tricking me? Is this like a celebrity?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Good one, Amy. Oh, gosh. Galileo? I don't know.
Galileo?
A star?
A human?
I can't name a star. Nova. Casanova.
Can I get bonus?
You win.
Oh, I win.
I don't know it.
Go ahead.
Well, buzz and go.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's the sun.
It is, yeah.
That's the sun star?
Yeah, because it gives us light.
Oh, the sun's a star.
OMG.
And there is your winner, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is.
I feel so dumb right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy trivia.
When you win easy trivia, does it feel like a victory? Because it's like...
You didn't miss one.
I know, but the question, like, it's like competition wasn't that hard.
No, it's like you survived a drowning. It was
could happen to any, like, any given day. I could, like, for whatever reason, not know that epidermis is the outer layer of the skin.
You did fantastic. You didn't miss any. Eddie did pretty good.
Eddie, you did great.
Lunchbox.
Thank you, Eddie. Better luck next time, brother.
Barometer. Was the hardest question.
But now we know. Barometer.
Air
measures
pressure.
Air pressure.
Yeah. Not your bicycle tires. Yeah, hand me that barometer pump. I need to.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's something that people are doing all because of a Netflix show, but it's actually really awesome.
What's the show?
Marie Kondo, the tidying up show. So Goodwill is seeing a major spike in donations because her show encourages you to go through your closet and hold a piece of clothing, and you ask it, or you ask yourself if the clothing is still bringing you joy or not. And if it's not, you donate it.
Don't you thank it though before you donate it?
Yes. If you're keeping it, then you just hang it up. If you're getting rid of it, you thank it for its time with you, and then you put it in the donation pile.
And so they're getting a lot more because of that show.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I haven't watched the show. I kind of pressured you to watch it.
Yeah. I watched a few episodes. It's good. It definitely makes you look around your house and you're like, okay, if I could find the time to, you know, incorporate all these techniques. And the way she folds clothes, so awesome. But I feel like I would go take the time to do all that and then like a week later.
I just don't have clutter.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a single dude, and I'm super organized.
Yeah, it's not just about clutter. It's also just about organization. So you can take everything you have. I mean, are you super organized?
Yeah.
You color coordinated?
Although I did show the inside of my cupboard, and the girls from the home edit sent me a direct message. They're like, we need to come to your cupboard. We'll do it for free. It's a mess. But just because it's, I just put a bunch of cans in there, the stuff that I need if I'm going to make something. I don't organize that. And nobody can see it. It's like Monica's closet and Friends when they finally find out and they open it. Yeah.
She's like so ashamed. Yes. The home edit people, they're doing a book tour and I'm going to moderate it. And they were like, if you come do this for us, we'll do one of your spaces for free. I said, okay.
Yeah. Amy's like, I'll go on tour and do all your shows.
Every city, sign me up.
The Home Edit's a big organization group, and they come in and absolutely change your house. It's amazing.
Their Instagram is great. You should follow it. So there's a business. It's in Tokyo right now, but it could make its way across, you know, the world. But they pluck customers' white hairs. And you, like, you go in, if you have gray hair, then you sit down and they charge $36 for 30 minutes of white hair plucking. And they will take a tweezer and individually pluck out every single one of your gray hairs. Which, I mean, I'm like, why wouldn't you just color your hair? But maybe you don't want to put chemicals on your hair. Or maybe you don't find pleasure in plucking them out like I do. Like, I'll get in the mirror with my tweezers and I pluck one out because I'm starting to get a lot of gray hairs. And I'm like, oh, that was so satisfying. Where's another one?
For me, I don't have a lot, but I have some of my sideburns.
Uh-huh.
And so on American Idol, they give me a makeup team, right? I have a hair and makeup team that go with me everywhere I go. Like my own team the whole season. And you get to know them quite well. And so, but they color my sideburns.
With
I don't
what?
Ask them to. I don't, they, like, dye.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
Because it's the only place I get grays, like in the very bottom of my sideburns and a little patch in my chin, because my hair's all right and I have all my hair.
Your hair is totally no gray.
And a full head still, luckily. But they like color in my sideburns every time.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I'm going to have to look for that next time I see you on TV.
Well, you won't notice.
Oh.
Because they do such a good job.
I know, but right now I do see the gray.
American Idol starts on March 3rd. I will not be on the first 4 or 5 episodes because that's where they go from city to city, and I should have been, but I was still dancing with the stars, and they were like, don't come yet, you need to keep dancing. And dance I did, baby. All right, what else?
Okay, so there's a name in the ring for the next Bachelorette, and I'm like, what?
It's not Khloe Kardashian.
Oh,
I heard Kim. No, because Kim got on like 2 days ago. They were like, we're gonna sue you if you don't stop saying this.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, all of them were.
Oh, okay, well, in case you heard Khloe Kardashian was gonna be the next Bachelorette, she's not.
No, they're like, we will sue you if you continue to say that.
Because they said her name is 100% in the ring.
Oh, in the ring. Okay, my name's in the ring for The Bachelor, but I don't feel like I'm going to.
It's kind of the only reason I brought up this story was to bring up an update on you being the next Bachelor.
I just, like, I watched it last night. I think the show's great for what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's very entertaining, and a lot of my friends find a lot of joy in that show.
Yes.
And I'm super single, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm lost when it comes to having a partner. I'm lost. I have no idea. But that being said, I just, as of right now, I don't think it's for me.
Okay.
Not that it couldn't change. I have to work if I do that show. And if you're new to the show, I've had conversations. I'm not going to lie to you. There have been absolute conversations between me and that team. But I don't think that it's probably for me unless some big concessions were. And I wouldn't give me the concessions that I'm asking for.
Oh, really?
Well, I need to work every morning. Okay. I'm not taking 3 months off. And then two, I just don't want to be the Bachelor the rest of my life because that's all you're known for. You're basically just a Bachelor on your Instagram famous and that's it. You know, I have a skill set that I've been trying so hard to actually, you know, climb up with writing books.
You find
and
love.
I know.
You have other things going, so I don't think that you'll be labeled as the Bachelor.
I just don't want to be one of those guys that's on like all the, you know.
Well, you won't keep it. I don't think you'll have time to keep it going. You're not going to end up on Paradise and at every event with all. I mean,
that's not what I right because I look at those guys and I think, oh, that's cool for 2 years. But I just that there's no life investment in that.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's for me. As far as I'm saying, it's not over, that it's not me.
I'm thinking back to the days like 10 years ago when you made that video for The Bachelor. And they were like considering
no.
you. And
they're like, you're ugly.
I was
like,
back then you would have been like, just pick me. Just pick me.
Here's a kidney. What do you mean?
But you're going hard though? Are you like $1 billion?
No, it's not about money.
It doesn't even pay.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't?
Not what? Really. Very
you're
little.
Joking.
Very, very little. I'm telling you, not to talk about money. I'll make more on one episode of American Idol than it would pay me all season on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. I'd say no then.
Because, yeah, it's just a different thing. The Bachelor's like, we just need somebody that doesn't have a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then they get, you know, famous. So, yeah, that's it.
Huh.
Okay. But I'm not saying no yet because they could come back to me. And I love the people over there that run the show. It's a show for a lot of my friends. I don't think that's for me. I want a more serious, credible.
You should just create your own love show.
I do. Right here every morning.
Love finding show or something.
I'm lost. I'm clueless with this stuff. What else?
Okay. That's my pile.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. When you saw Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga singing, did you think, oh, they probably made out?
Okay, not in real life, but I had just watched the movie, so I felt they were in their character. And then the movie, they're together, so I felt that connection. So I don't know what I was feeling. If I was feeling the characters are in real life, they have a thing, but they're really good at it. You know, having a thing. A connection.
Hmm. You know, Lady Gaga just broke up with her fiancé.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I asked because Bradley Cooper's girlfriend says she's not fazed by Gaga. So she's either extremely delusional or extremely confident. I would go with confident.
Me too.
Just because, and I mentioned it before, when I was Dancing with the Stars, everyone thought that Sharna and I were anything because we were all over each other all the time. You had to be in dance, just like you have to be in movies. And I think a weaker person than myself would have tried.
Yeah, but you set the groundwork from the beginning. You're like, I'm not going to be...
Not because I didn't want to at the beginning.
Right, she's beautiful and
but
nice.
Because I knew I couldn't win the show because I'd be trying to worry about, I don't want to think I'm dumb and stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she's out. She goes, hey, it's not a thing. She watched from the front row. Still had to be awkward though, right?
Yeah, because other people are probably looking at you like, oh, you see what we see?
Spies claim that during the Oscar parties that Gaga and Bradley Cooper were in a corner all night.
Oh.
I just don't believe it. And I like to go, yeah, I bet. I just don't believe it.
And they probably became really close making that movie.
But if you become really close, friends. Like one night of weakness.
No. Like we're close. You and I are close.
How many one nights of weakness have we had?
Zero.
That's right. later on today, how about an hour or so, Jimmy Allen, who sings this song. Because when you smile. And Abby Anderson, who sings this song, they're going to do their version of Shallow, which is out right now. In the shallow, in the shallow. So that should be cool. We called him yesterday. We're like, come do it. So he flew in from California, and she's going to come up, and it'll be cool. So that happens in about an hour. We can probably put that on Facebook Live, huh?
Yeah,
for
sure.
Can they hear the feed, though? If it's keys, I don't know if they can. We can.
Oh.
Can you plug into our board?
Ooh.
Exactly.
Let's work on this.
Technical question for off the air.
We'll figure that out.
Ariana Grande is now the most followed woman on Instagram. You know who she beat?
Selena?
Yeah, Selena Gomez.
Why do I know this?
Yeah, because I was telling you it's the greatest song ever.
No, the how many followers people have.
Oh.
Like that Selena Gomez was the highest.
Oh, I thought you meant the greatest song ever. I was playing.
No,
yeah.
It's a good song.
Crazy. They have like 146 million followers. Do you know who the biggest is, period?
What?
Of all?
No.
Ronaldo, the soccer player.
Oh, yeah, because it's a guy. So mm-hmm. She's now the highest female, and Ronaldo's the highest.
A guy in Wisconsin ordered pizza from Pizza Place he used to counterfeit cash from. And cops then posed as a delivery guy and went, and he gave him the counterfeit cash, and they got him.
Wow.
See that? They're like, we think it's from this house. He's ordering pizza.
Big sting operation.
So the cop puts on the pizza and goes and gets it. They busted him. And there you have it.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
When a wide receiver, Chad Johnson, played in the NFL, I guess he was famous for being outspoken. You know who Chad is?
Yeah, he was really good.
Oh, this is Ocho Cinco?
Yes.
I didn't know it was the same guy.
But he was also outspoken, yes.
So, he's now retired, but he's continued to connect with fans a lot on social media. And he recently sent out a message on Twitter asking people how everyone was doing. And a fan responded with a lighthearted comment that everything was great, except for he had just received an eviction notice. Well, you know what Chad did? He sent the man $1,500 to cover his rent.
Mm-hmm. Saw that.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cool.
I mean, they should have put in this article, Ocho Cinco.
What's his net worth? That's not his name anymore.
Oh, you changed it back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, I just didn't know the same person.
He legally changed his name to Ocho Cinco?
Yes, because I remember that, because it was on his...
changed it back,
$5 million.
Five?
Yeah.
Well, look at him still helping out.
Oh, that's his net worth?
Different than $100 million.
Yeah.
Is that what he used to be worth?
No, I'm sure he's worth a lot more than that. But good for that guy for helping out. Man, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban shared that he doesn't plan to retire anytime soon. He went on to say that he'll retire after Mick Jagger does, which is never going to happen.
Well, Mick Jagger will retire after he dies, and that could be...
Nah, he's got some time left.
I don't know.
Really?
What's up with Mick?
Well, he's just old.
Oh.
He's got to be in his 70s, right?
He's just old, but I saw him at concert, and he didn't stop moving. He just goes the whole time.
He's 75.
There is this podcast. It's called Disgraceland Podcast
I listen to. Yeah.
And there's one about Keith Richards from Rolling Stones, and he got caught trafficking a bunch of drugs into Canada.
What?
It's insane what these bands used to do before social media.
Wow. They can't do that anymore. No.
He couldn't do it then. He got lucky. A blind girl got him out of being in jail forever.
Dang.
A young blind girl who happened to be nice to one time went to the judge and was like, hey, it's crazy. Anyway, what else?
Luke Combs is the first country artist to have his first 5 songs go number one. He passed Brooks and Dunn and Florida Georgia Line, who each had 4 number one songs.
And you wrecked my whole world when you came.
5 number ones. Come on.
I'm 1 number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying. Inside, got my head in a mess. Girl, I can...
All right, what else?
Snoop Dogg and Matthew McConaughey were on Apple TV's Carpool Karaoke, and they covered Willie Nelson's classic, On the Road Again.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Sounds like us.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
There you go.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Let's get that joke from Amy.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call an acid with attitude?
An acid?
With attitude.
A-C-I-D?
Yeah.
What do you call an acid with attitude?
Amino acid.
Amino acid.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, Amy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks.
That was the Morning Corny.
Never had so many people want to come to the Grand Ole Opry tonight than tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I've played the Opry, which is always a thrill for me, probably 10 times at this point. And most of the time people are like, yeah, if I can get a little time, I'll come. And I'm like, cool, you should come. There's no experience like it. And you go backstage. But guest list is jam-packed tonight.
I know why.
Okay, yeah. Is it because they all want to see Flight Attendant
yep.
Girl?
Yeah. No, it's exactly why.
That's crazy.
I thought about that, but then I'm like, oh, I have to
guys,
find, figure
no,
it out.
I would
the
rather
house have to be, what?
Nobody come.
Are you kidding? You need us to meet her.
No, I don't. Not for a first time we ever went out. Well, since when do you introduce on a first date to all your friends and all like, who is this?
Yeah, because if we don't like her right away, Bones, it's not going to work.
Yeah, we need that vibe.
I don't know what's up. That's what I'm saying.
Just saying. Man.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, everybody's like, can I come? The only person that's allowed to come is Morgan number two, because she's going to take pictures, and then Eddie's going to come.
Thank you.
Otherwise.
Because I'm playing.
Nobody else.
Okay. Well, I didn't ask.
I know. But everybody's like, let me get on the guest list. So, but yeah, but she's coming in this afternoon. She has like a 6-hour layover.
So do you want me to say like,
I don't want you to say anything.
Oh, that's hard. She's going to talk to me and be like, can't say anything. Lips are closed.
Well, you can talk like a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hard though. I want to know more about you. You know, like.
About who?
Her. I want to talk to her and just be like, hey, so what's going
you're
on?
You're not on a date with her. I am.
Right.
I bring that audio back, Eddie, you know, when you're talking to
I'm
her.
I'm not a spy.
Don't go with the phone
I'm
recording.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, so if you missed the story, I guess a couple of weeks ago, I was flying to Los Angeles. Flight attendant, we were talking. I was a real goober, and I handed her a note with my Instagram name. She messaged me back. Then she got a layover in Nashville for like 6 hours. And so we're supposedly, if nothing happens, going to go out tonight. And the only thing that I could do tonight is I'm like, hey, it's awesome you're here, but I'm playing the Opry tonight. So I'm taking her with me. We'll have dinner and stuff.
And what time she get in?
It doesn't matter.
Details don't matter.
Yeah, don't
no, because
that.
Here's what happened last time. Yep. I gave details, and our listeners went and found the flight, found the crew, like went all up into the – so no details. And people be like, why do you blur out people on your Insta story sometimes? Well, because of things like that. I don't need people's personal lives all jumped into by
– yeah, she didn't ask for that.
Right.
So do you pick her up from the airport?
All of these details will be shared tomorrow.
All right.
So when I meet her, do I say, like, I've heard a lot about you?
She'd be like, who are you?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Bobby's never talked about you.
No.
Don't know who you are.
No, it'd be fine. Listen, here's the problem. The problem is I shouldn't put problems ahead of it, right?
There's
no problem.
Oh, yeah. Why would you forecast
that's
a problem?
What I do in my head. Ready?
Ready.
It's like this. That'd be really cool if we went out. Then she's like, hey, let's go out. I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this. That's what I do every time with every girl.
Okay.
But it's not
but
even
you're
just
going.
Girls. It's not even just girls. It's everything. It's like, oh, we're going to go to a movie? Oh, it's going to be really good. Okay, we'll see it. Oh, do I really want to go to this movie?
Yeah.
I get that.
I have that sometimes. So, okay. Dinner at dinner?
Mm-hmm. Probably before.
Before?
Before the Opry?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what time you go on.
Like 7:30?
Okay.
Yeah, because after could be too late.
Yeah.
And then if like...
And I got to get her back, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a layover. She's not spending the night.
Right.
That's right.
Like 6 hours. So we got 6 hours.
A lot can happen in 6 hours, dude.
Wow, you have 6 hours to...
Also, a lot can't.
That's true, too.
Charm.
So, no, I have 6 hours to be a human. Stop putting all this pressure on me.
It's going to be fine. It'll be good.
Thank you. It will be fine.
And you sound better. You got rid of your allergy situation, so that's good.
I got like 80% of it gone. Can you guys tell that I'm still?
No, you sound much better today. Oh. Like it's not going to be an issue with her. I was concerned that it would be like, hey. And then you would go the deep voice.
Really nice.
Hi, Bobby T Frog here.
Really good to see you again.
Good.
But yeah, no, you're good.
And then I'm going to go perform, do some stand up, and then play a little bit. So hopefully I don't bomb. At the Opry tonight, you know?
Yeah, it'll be fine. You'll do great.
I hope.
She's going to be impressed.
Do you
I'm
think?
Sure. I think so. I mean, she's probably going to be
watching.
She
doesn't know anything about country
right.
music, though.
Anything?
Uh-uh.
Nothing?
Not really, no.
Huh. So, she's probably going to be watching Side Stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be impressed.
Unless I make her go stand outside. All right. I'll see you in like 20. Hey, so guess what? Amy's son and myself, we have our
private lesson,
dance lesson.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, we're going to do hip-hop
good.
Class together. Yeah, so.
Kiki,
So how'd this work out?
So Stevenson had hip hop class last night. And so after class, I just waited for the teacher and I went up to him and I said, do you ever do private lessons? And he's like, oh yeah, sure. For Stevenson. I said, well, yeah, it'd be Stevenson. And like, I didn't know how to really describe the situation. I just said, we have a close friend. Like, it's sort of like his uncle, like, and he likes to spend quality time with him. And and then I was like, and he's a dancer, and Stevenson's dancing.
No, don't
dancing,
say
so
I'm a dancer.
I know.
Hey,
got,
red flag
got,
already.
No, it got awkward. It got awkward because I felt so weird about setting up a private lesson with Stevenson and some guy, like another guy.
Another dancer.
I'm not a dancer.
So then I was like, he just won Dancing with the Stars. And then he was like, oh, so is he like a ballroom dancer? Because he hadn't watched. And I was like, no, he doesn't do ballroom. I said, he kind of, Dancing with the Stars, they did a variety. I said, so he can do it all.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
I can.
It's true. You can.
Mm-hmm.
So, Argentine Tango.
He goes, oh, he goes, so he won? I said, yeah, he won. He goes, so I can really bring it on Saturday. And I said, yeah. So y'all are set up for a private lesson on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
We should probably keep it easy for Stevenson, though. He's only 8. Say you never ever leave. This guy thinks he's getting.
He probably doesn't know what he's getting.
He thinks he's getting Darren's dance grooves, and he's getting me.
Yeah. I know. So I was like, I didn't know why I kept talking.
Saturday at 2 p.m.
Yep.
That's good. I'm actually in town. I'm in town for a few weekends, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't have any traveling to go. I think I'm going to go to the Casey Musgraves concert Friday night, too.
Oh, fun. I swear you got to feel me
before they try and kill me. I don't know what to do in town on a weekend. I don't have a built-in, like, system. I guess my built-in friend that's in town is Amy's 8-year-old son, Stevenson.
So I'm like, and y'all have a date.
Got my one buddy.
Yeah.
Last night, The Bachelor was on. I don't so much watch it, but I would watch the clips. And they put them up on Twitter. Did you watch Lunchbox?
Yeah.
So what was the deal? He goes and he meets all their dads.
He goes to, you know, the hometown dates. He meets four families and he asks all the dads for permission to marry their daughter. And Cassie's dad was like, eh, not so fast, my friend.
I want to take this opportunity and chance just to ask you if I can have her hand in marriage if it gets to that point.
I think that a lifelong commitment is, that's big.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird to ask, hey, if it gets to that point, can I have her hand in marriage? Right now, we're shooting a 25% chance pop.
Right. Yeah, not to mention I've already asked three other dads.
Yeah, BTW.
And shouldn't be taken at all lightly, because it is forever, in my opinion. So I feel like, as far as the hand in marriage, that would be a premature blessing.
I think Cassie can make me very happy, and I think I would have a great life with her. But I don't have her father's blessing, and that's really disappointing.
I mean, but you have
it's
to
delusional.
Understand.
Right. It's thinking.
It's really disappointing.
So then what happens?
Then the shocker of all seasons.
Wait, is this a spoiler?
Spoiler.
Okay.
Spoiler.
Okay.
He sends home pageant girl Kaylin. I mean, we thought she was going to win the season, guys. And she's out.
I've never felt like this in a relationship. And I felt like we just had this connection from the start. And I saw it being us at the end. And I thought we both saw that. And I feel stupid for thinking that. I feel like an idiot.
Did you like her?
Yeah, she was good. She was hot. She may be the next Bachelorette. But she, honestly, everybody, America thought she was going to win. And so now we're just like, wow, this is upset central on The Bachelor.
Hmm. The whole asking the dad to marry them thing, right? Let me just put myself in that situation. If I'm with a girl, she says, I want you to talk to my dad about marrying me. If it was important to her, I would. But if he said no, I would do it anyway.
Rebel.
Not rebel. I'm just saying that his answer isn't indicative of what I do. I'm just going through that protocol if it's important to her. If it's not important to her, I'm not doing it.
Right.
This is when I have to ask an adult man if his adult daughter can get married, and I will if it's important to her. And I will be like, excuse me, Mr. Beckinsale. Is it possible that we get married? And if he goes no, you hit the bricks.
Oh, well, that's a real bummer.
It's a bummer. I'm going to get married anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that's just one of those traditions that I'm into it if she is, but I'm not set on
it. I wonder if it'll really bother her, though, if her dad says no. Like, she may start second guessing you.
She a grown woman?
She is. I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
You got to be a pretty big loser, though, to get, like, for a dad to say no to you, right?
I'm sure there's some dads that want to say no.
I had a buddy that got told no. He went to the girl's dad and said, hey, I'm ready to marry your daughter. They've been dating a year and a half, almost 2 years. And he was like, no, don't think you're good enough for my daughter. And they broke up.
See?
That's crazy.
Wow.
Not going to happen.
I mean, maybe that was the... Maybe he was
a
loser,
this is what
though.
It would be. I don't know. Be like, sir, we've been dating for 15 years.
Right. Pretty much her whole life.
Yeah, so...
And then he's going to be like, well, do you love her?
I don't know, sir. I haven't told her.
We're still... It's TBD.
It's just a thing. I have the three songs I'm listening to right now. I'm a playlist. If you were to pull it up right now, you'd be like, dang, what are you listening to right now? I have them here. Number one, John Mayer, I Guess I Just Feel Like.
I guess I just feel like. I guess I just feel like. Nobody's honest. Nobody's true. Everyone's lying to make it on through. I guess I just feel like.
Love that guy.
I'm the same way too.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's real good.
That's what he does.
Gosh.
He
back
is
to back.
Good.
Maren Morris, The Bones.
Nothing's ever gonna move it when the bones are good. The rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel. The glass could shatter. Let it rain. Cause you and I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in the foundation.
She's going some places, folks.
Call it dumb,
yeah, right.
Baby, you.
And then Nikita Carmen has a new song called Gonna Die Young.
This love's gonna die young. So let's drive too fast to the flame for now. Flame for now. Completely. Let's drink too much. Try to kill the doubt. Kill the doubt. Cause baby, I just have a feeling this love.
Those up on our social. So it's John Mayer, Maren Morris, and Nikita Carmen. Those are the last three on my playlist right there. I told you guys I'd give you a tip on how to be more efficient when you wake up in the morning.
Yes.
I'm all ears.
Here's the thing. We all wake up and we're all tired, and it doesn't matter how much sleep you get. At least for me, I'm not a morning person. I never wake up and go, oh, what a beautiful day. Let's get out of bed. And if that's you, I'm not talking to you because I don't understand that. That to me is not – it's never happened in my life. Where I just wake up. There are times I'm excited to get up for things, but even then I'm like, oh, let me get through this and I'm about to get excited. But do you ever wake up and just like, woo?
No. Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope.
You?
Very rare. If I have something exciting that day, but like when I got to go to work, I'm like, oh, man.
Eddie, you?
Never.
Okay.
No.
We're all talking here amongst
okay,
each
yeah.
other.
We're ready for you.
Here's what I do. First of all, I think it is just so imperative that you wake up your alarm with really upbeat, fun music.
Oh.
Because what I've done now is I set my Alexa to iHeartRadio 90s hip hop. And so 4:30, I just say, I'll say, hey, A, set it for, you know, 3:20 for 90s hip hop. And then I'm asleep hard and all of a sudden. In a little bit, even though I'm cranky, I start dancing in my bed. I do. I start dancing. Like, if it's like a jam, I'm kind of like, all right. I start bouncing a little bit. That music does it.
Yeah.
So I would say find the music that really gets you going in the morning and set your Alexa to start with iHeartRadio and play that. It's been a game changer for me. And two is I can lay there, and I'm a big believer in just, even if it is not pleasant, the sooner you get started, the sooner that unpleasant is over. Right? And so this is what I do every morning. And I'm like, oh, I go. And I get up. Just jump out of bed. Give it three claps and go. Because I know I have that third clap. You got to go.
Yeah.
Just go. I don't care how bad it feels. You will be so much happier quicker if you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks. No one likes it. It can stink right now or it can stink 15 minutes from now. Here are your tips. get your music on your alarm clock, your phone, your Alexa, whatever you have. Because I wake up to it, I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, oh, I got to get up. Boom, and I'm up. It's all time, with me, my life's time management anyway, right? It's like, what is it worth versus what's it hurt? Food, for example. I can have a cupcake.
So good.
Love a good cupcake. And I can really enjoy that for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm a good cupcake. Love cupcake.
Delicious.
And then for the next hour, be like, why did I eat that stupid cupcake? I knew it wasn't good for me.
Oh.
So then what I do is I weigh it. 3 minutes versus 1 hour.
Yeah. The hour's better.
To feel better for hours way important. Better than to feel better for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
If we just, yes?
Yeah, I know. The 3 minutes sometimes feels real good.
I know, but just think if you get past that 3 minutes.
Yeah. And then if you get past the 3 minutes, then because sometimes that 3 minutes will lead to more cravings because it's like you gave into it. And then you're like, ooh,
and
what's
you do
one
this.
More?
Exactly.
Oh, what's what? Okay, I'll
exactly.
start tomorrow.
Exactly. I do that too. It's like, yeah. You know, I'm so disciplined, but you know what? Maybe I have a little snacky wacky. And then I have a little snacky. I'm like, what's the difference? I have two. There's not a lot of difference. It's all about gotcha. Those little things. So okay. That's just what I've been doing lately. Try it. If you're listening, if it works, call and let me know. It's worked for me. Because I do not like waking up in the morning. I'm not a morning person.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
See that kid who was snow plowing making all that money?
No.
It's crazy. A big snowstorm in Seattle slowed everything down because in Seattle they don't get big snowstorms. So when they do, they don't quite have the manpower to fix it. Why would you buy a bunch of trucks for snow if you don't get a lot of snow, right?
Yeah.
So when it does, they're having trouble. Well, this 18-year-old from Idaho goes, well, guess I'll head up there, do a little work. He plowed the snow, did 12 to 15-hour days, made $35,000 in just about a week.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, especially for a kid.
He gave $7,000 of it to charity. He pledged to give away 20% of all he earns, which ended up being a big chunk because this special opportunity for hard work. And he's wow. like, I'm going to head up and do that. So when I used to roof houses, you know, we would go and to where storms were. I hear this and it reminds me of this. So if there was a big storm, not so much a snowstorm, but a big thunderstorm or hail or even tornado, we would go and you get in the truck and you drive 6, 7, 8 hours because they need work. And there's not enough people there to actually do that work. So then you go and start putting bids on places.
Wow.
And you go like, yeah, we'll do it for this much. And it's then you just start doing bids and, you know, whoever gives the lowest bid or one of the lower bids mixed with who they trust, you get the job. But like this kid, he traveled up to it. Man, we used to do that all the time. And seawalls, we used to go and do bids on seawalls. We'd get in the boat, flat bottom, drive around the lake, crack seawall. I'd have to go knock on the door. Excuse me, sir. We can fix your seawall. If you see, you have a crack out there. Be like, how much? Then I had to bring my uncle up. It's a whole thing.
But you were like the... Yeah, you were the first face. You're the face of the company.
I was the kid.
Yeah,
I was the kid.
Because you were cute.
But anyway, I wasn't that cute, no.
As a kid, I've seen pictures. Yes, you were.
Tiny body, huge head.
Still.
Yeah. So the whole that kid is cool because one, initiative. Two, he donated 20%. He didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
He made over $30,000 and awesome. Donated $7,000 of it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Two of my favorite artists are here. Jimmy Allen, first of all, you know him from this song. Because when you smile, I see there is Jimmy Allen. Hey. Abby, is this your first time here?
This is my first time.
Is it really?
Here.
Well, so.
Yeah, I just met her for the first time. I know I've seen her on your Instagram and I've seen her out and about, but I had never met her.
Well, I took Abby out and she toured with me and opened for some comedy shows.
That's fun.
And.
You're funny.
Thank you. And then. She was so good. I was like, man, I put Abby in my class of 2019. And so maybe.
Thank you for doing that.
Maybe some new music soon?
Yes.
Okay,
sir.
Yeah, all right, we like
yes.
that. All right, let us know when you get that ready.
Thank you.
All right, so Jimmy, talk to me, or Abby, talk to me. How'd this come together with you guys doing Shallow?
I gotta brag on you first. We let you brag on you. So Jimmy's Mr. Idea Man. If you know Jimmy Allen in town, you know that he is brilliant and he's always coming up with
the
something.
Hustler.
He's a hustler. Like, he's the hardest working, you know, beside you, probably everybody else in this room, but he's a hard worker, man. And he called me up and he was like, "Hey, I've got this idea to cover Shallow. I want you to do it with me." And, you know, he already had the concept for the video mapped out, how it would go from black and white to color. And I'm just listening like, well, shoot, okay, you know, let's do it, man.
Because so. Abby's great. And, I was laying down one night and I was thinking of the idea. And I was thinking, okay, whose song would fit? And a few different artists came through. And I was like, I'm not sure if that voice would work. And I was like, Abby. Like, one, her personality is hilarious. She's bubbly. You know, she's, every time I'm around her, I laugh all the time, and she laughs, so it'll be a good work environment. And I just felt like our voices would match well, and glad she did it. And the only time we were serious on set is when we were filming, when we had to be serious, and that was tough to be serious for, like, longer than 3 seconds. So.
And then how about the song Winning, which is just
that was awesome,
really cool. Also for you guys, too, because then more people are, like,
yeah,
just searching the song.
Because the plan for me was always, because I never wanted people to think that that was my single and don't play my new single. But for me, I feel like anytime you can get attention, the articles just come back to what you have going on now. So I figure if we can do that, then release it around the same time as the Oscars. It's just more things when people search Shallow. If we have our song up first, it's the first song they see. Mm-hmm. So just trying to generate attention and
you
stuff
know
like that.
What's funny
that,
about so. That is I have the same argument with people. They're like, you know, I don't want my artist to be on another song while they have a single out. I'm like, you're crazy. Have your artist on every song.
Every song.
Every song, period. Yes. Because in this world where music to the consumer, it's there's so much coming out all the time, it can be disposable.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, what's next week? What's next week? What's next yep. week? Put your artist on everything so your artist is always seen, so it always goes back to the main thing. Keep So I feel the same way you do. Yeah. I think it's mostly just old folks.
And I thought it was great for Abby, man. Like, Abby, to me, is one of the most underrated artist out there. Like,
I don't underrate you. I think you're real good.
Like, that song she had, Make 'Em Wait, to me was the number one song.
What do you mean underrated? What you Make 'Em Wait.
Meaning,
I'm just kidding.
This song is a smash.
Because,
like, when I feel like so many artists that need attention, like, you're one of them. Like, you're a great person. Your music's awesome. Now, if y'all haven't seen Abby play a show, she puts on a heck of a show.
You have seen, right?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I've seen her.
She's good, huh?
Especially when she does that wham, bam, Instagram. She does her little dance. Yeah, she be killing it, man.
I saw Abby get on keys, and because Abby, we went out and did some shows together, and so I would go side stage and I would watch Abby, and then she makes everybody leave the stage. She just gets a piano.
Yeah.
And she just plays, and you're just
and
like,
you're like, wow.
Dang. It's like, oh, okay, I'll wait.
Thanks.
Make me wait. I'll wait.
It's so
Bobby.
All right. It's so good.
I want to hear what we got here. It's live.
Let's do
everybody,
it.
Is everybody good? Everybody like?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. I'm so excited for this. We've been waiting.
Are we on Facebook Live? Okay, we're on Facebook Live. If you want to see it, it's Jimmy Allen, who you may know from Best Shot, who doesn't. And Abby Anderson from my class of 2019, who is going to have some songs soon. I can't wait for
sir.
It.
Thank
oh, my
you.
Goodness. Okay. And Jimmy's new song, we'll play that in a minute.
We were supposed to go to the gym this morning. Abby didn't go.
I didn't go.
I had to wake my voice up, man. There's some high parts on this song.
You're in California. We talked to you yesterday.
Yeah, I was in L.A., yeah.
What were you doing out there?
I had a show out there.
And then you flew all night?
I flew, yesterday afternoon, night.
You drove all night. And you got
Yeah, I drove
right
all
now.
Night
yeah.
on a mega bus.
Jimmy Allen and Abby Anderson right now doing Shallow from A Star Is Born. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Here we go.
Come
baby.
On.
That was high, bro.
Thank you.
Come on. That's really
you,
good.
I was like, oh, God, there it is.
That's really good, huh?
Amy? So good. Yes, no. I mean, I got goosebumps.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm.
And Amy just watched the movie. You guys seen the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I cried like a baby. Like, it was like PMS for me times 1,000. Yeah. As much as I was crying, it was so bad.
I know. That
oh,
movie.
My gosh.
Because what I loved about that movie is, like, there were so many inner messages in it. Like, with Gaga's situation, she didn't chase her dreams because it's crazy how the opinions of others can sometime, you know, stop people from chasing their dreams. But yet when she found the right person in Bradley's character that believed in her, it built her confidence. But yet Bradley's, it's crazy how your addictions can also keep you from the person you love. And it's so crazy. Like, when I watched it, I was like, man, there's so many, like, life lessons in this thing. I was like, man, I need to do this song. Abby!
That's good.
I'm glad you so did. Good. Thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy, hang out for a minute, because I want to play your new song. You hang out for 5-6 minutes?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll come back in 1 second. Jimmy Allen, Abby Anderson.
Thanks, Bobby.
Holy crap. That was really good.
No, thank
you. I know. Bobby, wish we could do that.
We can. Get it. Do you have any lyrics? Any lyrics about
Yeah. Just sing Shallow.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Hit it.
We're at.
Oh, here we go.
Who cares? We'll just go. We'll just riff. Ready? I'll go first.
Oh, I have lyrics?
Here we go. There we go.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me something, girl.
Nice.
Are you happy in this modern world?
Or do you need more?
Yeah.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Is there something else you're searching for?
Tell me something, boy. I don't know. That's good enough.
Hey, yeah.
Sorry,
you gotta do the Shallow.
I don't know. Can you walk us into that?
Sure.
Go ahead.
In
the shallow.
The shallow.
Sha-la-la-low. In the shallow, sha-la-la-lo.
In the shallow, the sha-la-la-lo.
Go high, go high.
In the shallow.
There it is. All right. Thank you very much. Hey, let's get it.
Okay, so this just goes to show how talented y'all are.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do that song.
Yeah, everybody but Amy.
And you.
Oh, hey, let's shout out the guitar player over here. What's your name, man?
I'm Paul Sykes.
Paul Sykes. Come on, Paul Sykes.
He's a beast.
There he is. Amy has a podcast called Four Things with Amy Brown, but she has started more than one episode a week, which I'm very excited about. Come on.
Wow.
So it's not another Four Things. What is it exactly?
It's a Q&A. So I have an email where people can submit questions, which is fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And I started to get so many questions. I was like, okay, we need a way to address these. So it's me answering your questions in sort of like a fifth thing.
So here we go. It's up now, right?
Yeah. Every Tuesday.
Look at this. Tuesday for the Q&A and Thursday for the Four Things.
Yes.
It's called The Fifth Thing. Here is number one. Somebody asked you, I guess, about your mom.
Yeah, how I handled losing my mom. Wine, Xanax, and prayer.
Like, this is Amy answering the question here.
That was my honest, like, honestly, at the time. I go more into it.
There we go. Here's our answer.
Wine, Xanax, and prayer. Like, that's what comes to my mind. My mom wouldn't want me sitting around crying, having to drink wine every night. And now it wasn't always a lot. When I say have wine, like, it just was like a glass, but it's not healthy to have that all the time or be dependent upon it. And I think I really was liking wine at the time.
Amy also explains why her theme song says eat cake as one of the four things and her favorite kind of cake.
I'm a cake lover, white with buttercream icing. Eat cake is about just living life. It's a metaphor. Really, you don't have to literally eat the cake, but it's a reminder to just eat the cake if you want the cake. Like, don't get so uptight. And that was more a message to me.
I love it. I'm so inspired. Your podcast is so good. It's so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. It's so good. It's. Thanks. I'm so happy at the success of it. I tell you that off the air all the time. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying it. So thank you for the encouragement to do it.
Four Things with Amy Brown, including now there's a fifth thing.
Mm-hmm.
So go download it, subscribe, and man, it's just so good. I can't say enough good things about it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A McDonald's customer was arrested for disorderly conduct after she flew into a rage over her apple pie not being ready soon enough.
Oh.
Covington, Georgia. She ordered it. She was told to be a 5-minute wait. The pie wasn't ready in 5 minutes. So she was expecting to receive the snack for free because it took a little longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
When an employee said, no, you still got to pay, she became aggressive, flew into a rage, and she got arrested because she started being angry because her apple pie wasn't there.
Oh.
Here's what happens, right? Something else was happening in her life.
Totally.
Oh.
This wasn't about the apple pie.
Yeah, should have looked something else.
Something else was happening in her life. So saw that. Thought that was interesting. The biggest songs in country music this week at number 3. Jordan Davis, Take It From Me.
Take it from me if you want to.
Jam, huh?
Jam.
This one grew.
It did.
Yeah.
It was a slow grower for me. First time I heard it, I was like, okay, it's just a song. I like Jordan, by the way, so I say this freely and openly. I was like, yeah, it's just a song. Yeah.
more I played it, I was like, kind of a jam. Now it comes on, I turn it up.
Take it from me.
That's number three. Yeah, it's jam. Jordan Davis. Number two, Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy.
Beautiful Crazy.
Jam.
I mean, career song.
Amaze me the way that she...
Picture he's singing it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's rare. What makes you country? Number one, Luke Bryan.
I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cap tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats.
Biggest pop song, I love this song too. East Side.
He used to meet me on the East Side in the city where
Halsey?
It's Benny Blanco, Halsey, and
yes,
Khalid.
I got one. Yeah.
That song's good. We were in Iowa and the Uber driver was driving us to the venue and this song came up.
He used to meet
like, turn
me
it
on
up,
the East Side.
I don't even care if you have our station on or not. Just turn this up.
He used to meet me on the East Side in the city where
Post Malone, biggest hip hop song with Wow.
It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
Those are your biggest songs. And the biggest song in all formats is The Raging Idiots.
Of course.
The Emoji song, which is just crushing the charts right now.
Yeah. We got that emoji love. Whoa. Emoji love. Whoa. Whoa.
It's kind of an earworm, though. It gets in my head, too, and I can't shake it. People are like, stop singing your song. And I'm like, nope.
That's the biggest song ever chart?
To ever chart. Yeah, oh. No. I just looked. It beat Ariana Grande, who just beat the Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah. The Emoji Love Song from The Raging Idiots. You can buy it. You can stream it. You can do nothing. You just sing it to your friends and annoy them. It's only a minute, 45 seconds.
Right.
Here we go.
I send a smiley face when I'm feeling great.
Hey.
And if it's your birthday, I'll send you a cake.
Happy birthday.
And when I'm lonely, I'll send you the big eggplant.
Are you up?
We got that emoji love, whoa, emoji love, whoa, whoa, whoa. I send the sleepy face when I go to bed, the flashy camera for your photo cred, and when it gets awkward, I'll send you the face with the teeth. We got that emoji love, whoa, emoji love, whoa, whoa, whoa. I send a pizza, a burger, a donut when I'm starving, confetti, spaghetti when I want a party. But if you find someone new, I might send you the poo.
Stupid joke.
We got that emoji love, whoa.
There you go. The artwork of that, I'm large and Eddie's a little smaller, which I didn't know that was the case.
Oh, you're telling me you didn't plan that out?
Mm-mm. I don't.
Like, you are easily 2 feet taller than me in that artwork.
Well, I'm 2 inches taller than you in real life. So.
No, debatable.
Hey, whatever. Okay, BobbyBones.com. Morgan, number two, anything cool up there today or no? What do we have up there?
Yeah, we're going to have the link to the live performance of Abby and Jimmy's Shallow.
We put all that stuff on our Bobby Bones Show Instagram Live.
Yes.
Because we can't put it anywhere else because the internet, they're like the rule.
Instagram TV.
IGTV.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. So that'll be up?
Yeah.
It was fantastic, by the
way.
Good. So good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Let's go over to Morgan number two. And she has a segment called Food World because why?
I love food.
She loves food.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
Chick-fil-A is starting to sell cheese sauce in select markets, and I'm pretty excited about this because that means cheese fries.
Cheese sauce. Now, where I come from in Arkansas, queso was called cheese dip.
Ay.
Is it cheese dip?
It's cheese in a packet. So, yeah, it's kind of like a cheese dip. You could put it in a little bowl, but it comes in a sauce packet.
It's more
queso.
Like a honey mustard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Than it is a queso.
Yes.
Then that's not queso, yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking like it's like a cheese whiz situation.
I don't think cheese whiz.
No, not cheese
the
whiz. Or like Arby's cheese sauce. Do y'all ever get that? Mm. Oh, no? Okay.
I bet it's good, though.
Yeah, sure. It says it's thick and goopy.
Mm, my nickname at college. Oh. Listen, here's the thing. A lot of my friends will say, what's to do with Chick-fil-A if they're not from the South or the Southeast or even the West a bit? Like, I don't get it. Not that good. I'm like, here's what you're missing. First of all, super inexpensive. Secondly, great for the price you're paying for it. Third, it's all about the environment, too.
So nice.
They're so nice.
And warm.
And it is good.
It's really good.
So get off me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Morgan number two, thank you for that.
Yeah. Yes.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
All right, around the room. What's happening today, Amy?
Today, I am meeting with an Enneagram expert.
Why?
The people that... Well, because we talked about it on the show and you shared your number.
Just get online and do one. That's what I did.
No, no. I've done that. But he emailed...
Are you paying money for this?
No, I'm having a talk with him and then I think he's going to come on my podcast.
Okay.
So, boom.
Okay.
That's how it's
going to
work. Yeah, it does. And so many people are interested in that stuff right now. So I'm excited to learn more and then hopefully have him on as a guest. But I want to talk through, because I've tested as different numbers. So we got to narrow it down.
The Enneagram, which most people don't know about yet, is a personality test. And so it just gives you a number based on your personality. And everyone's like, what number are you? You know what number I am, by the way? 69.
That's not true. Oh. I forget. What are you? Tell me again so I can
so
run it
dumb.
By him.
One.
You're a one?
Yeah.
What's one? What?
I am number one.
Oh, you're just number one.
Nah, I believe I was a one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm playing the Grand Ole Opry tonight. I'm going to do some jokes, do a couple songs. The girl, the flight attendant girl is coming to town for a few hours, so I'm going to see her for a little bit. So, yeah, all that's happening. I'll update you guys tomorrow. Lunchbox?
Oh, I got a business meeting, lunch at 12:30, and then...
But what kind of business?
Just business, you know, just working on some deals.
Okay, see, that's why we don't ask you things, because you always do that.
Wow.
What's the deal?
It's just a business opportunity. It's maybe an endorsement.
See?
So,
okay.
At least there's something, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to say it. I mean, what if I don't get it?
Good point.
And then Amy, probably head to the Opry.
Well, I looked up a one, and you're totally a one.
Think I was lying?
Perfectionist, responsible, and fixated on improvement.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Look at 69. It
says, basically, they think nothing is ever quite good enough.
That's him. That's 69?
No, that's one. 60, it's only 1 through 10, or right, 1 through right, 9, right. Maybe.
Maybe I'm a 6 and a
1
9.
1 through 9.
Yeah. All right, thank you. I see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a good Tuesday. See you Wednesday. Bye-bye. The Bobby Bones Show.